was totally
loss. After 14 years in one company, now I really don't know which line shall I go to. How am I going to survive in this new generation? I'm already 50s. I told to myself to be strong because I still have to run a family. I'm always excited to meet people. Customer service, I'm very good at that. It's how you feel for them and how can solve the problem. When they knew the news, all started to cry. Besides colleagues, we are more like a family. Monthly, they need to go for diabetes and hypertension checkup. So I have to pay for all those things.
This is for 1 week medication.
It was very stressful because I don't know when I'll be getting the next job, you see. At least per month, I need about 2,000.
We told her that, Mommy, it's okay, we are here for you. Because I and my brother are working, so we are financially stable. Until you get a job, we will take care of the family.
They did came voluntary and helped me, that's a lot. Some savings, so that helps me a lot during my rainy days. I can sustain with my saving about 5 months, not more than that. I still need to look for a full-time job.
She was feeling very insecure. The main factor was because of her age, thinking that, will I even get a job at this age? My experience that I had in Changi, is it still relevant?
Last time, we leave it to the agencies to search for us. I was lost. Because after 14 years to look for another job, I don't know really how bad to look. Jobs Street, Jobs DB. This is what my children taught me. So many platforms I was not aware of. By 24/7, I'm sitting in the computer around even midnight to look out for jobs. They told me to refine my resume, what are the language I'm good at, and my qualification was not there. From young, I love to help people, those in need. That's what I was thinking then while I was searching and say healthcare is a good industry. I'm very happy to join Tanjoksin at this time where they really need a support during the pandemic time because everybody is afraid also of this COVID-19 sickness.
Madam Chong Lan, same medicine. I check your blood pressure for you.
I'm very scared of blood. Then as days by, now not really. I used to it as my job. When the nurses dropping blood, I just see them and observe them. It's a norm for me now.
I understand that Maliga comes from a non-healthcare background. There are natural difficulties, right? Like healthcare jargon and IT systems.
Taking the BP, which hand should I take in, get a permission? How's the BP reading? Is very too high or too low? Usually I will always write in a book. I will go back home. Do it again by memorizing. Whenever I got doubts, I will ask my preceptor and she will show me the steps. Patients in the hospital and a passenger in the airport is always challenging. Some elderly patients, they might not want you to be too long. I would just like to be a positive, even though they are angry.
Her skills in terms of handling patients is very confident. She has an edge over many of our new hires, fresh grad. And she doesn't have this hesitancy to try to approach difficult patients, which is something that we really appreciate a lot.
I love the job. For the next 5 years, I would like to take up a supervisor's courses. I must concentrate on my job first to come to my next level.
Older workers, I would strongly encourage them to upgrade yourself. Don't always say, I cannot, and always willing to accept whatever job is given to you. Always willing to learn new things.
We really feel very proud of her. When someone get retrenched, they easily lose hope. My mom was very strong. She's the Iron Lady.